Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Joel and Sophie with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, physical sale yards for cattle across Queensland are closing, and with them, farmers are losing a vital third space. Regional councils in Brisbane are voting to close the yards in response to increased maintenance cost and cheaper alternative sale methods. Queensland cattle farmer Steve Lehman has voiced his concern, citing their importance to him and value through connection he recognised in sale yards after the loss of his wife.
Iconic Brisbane music venue The Zoo is set to be reopened under the name The Crowbar in mid to late November. This comes as a relief for Brisbane music lovers after the beloved zoo shut its doors in June due to unprofitability after the COVID-19 crisis and the rising costs of alcohol. The owners of Crowbar, a heavy metal venue forced to close its doors in 2020, promised to honour the legacy of the zoo and continue to offer music and events to Brisbane music fans.
In national news, Northern Territory Government will introduce a new public drinking laws on top of the current illegal drinking laws. The new laws will see greater fines at $925 for public intoxication, and police will be able to conduct system searches for domestic violence history and outstanding warrants. Northern Territory Executive Officer of the Peak Body for Drugs and Alcohol has said the new laws are too focused on punishment as opposed to rehabilitation.
The Australian Medical Association has teamed up with youth justice experts to launch a report that urges government officials to urgently address the underlying causes of Australia's youth crime epidemic. AMA President Dr. Danielle McMullen says this report is an incredibly sobering read, as it contains many uncomfortable truths about youth justice in Australia, egregious human rights violations, the over-incarceration of First Nations children, and young people dying in custody. McMullen also states that criminalising the behaviour of young and vulnerable children creates a vicious cycle of disadvantage and increases the likelihood of ongoing experiences with the legal system. There is absolutely no credible evidence that locking up children at the age of 10 reduces crime in the long term.
In international news, a wanted New Zealand man and his three children have been spotted by hunters for the first time in 3 years in the mountainous ranges of Te Anja. Their first disappearance resulted in an air, land and sea search costing hundreds of thousands of dollars, and Mr. Phillips was found to be camping and was subsequently charged with wasting police resources. Missing his court date, Mr. Phillips disappeared with his three kids and has been seen a handful of times being involved in a string of robberies. This is the first time Mr. Phillips has been spotted with all three kids since their disappearance, their only communication with the hunters being one of the children asking, "Who else knows we're here?"
For your weather today, it's raining cars and bikes in Brisbane. It's currently 18 degrees with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 9, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au/news.